Okay, we picked up Rick. We'll go ahead and get started with Annette. We'll do another call here in a few minutes for additional check-ins. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this Labor Day weekend Monday night, Annette. I hope everyone had a good holiday weekend, the unofficial end to summer. So it ended at least nice so far. It was a beautiful weekend. It was nice and sunny. The temperatures weren't real super hot, and the humidity wasn't up there too much. So it was a good weekend, at least as weekends go. So wherever you were, if you were home or if you're out someplace for the weekend, I hope you had a good weather and an enjoyable time as well. First up on the list here, we're going to go to WADW Dave, followed by KC8STL. Good evening, Dave.
Real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Yeah, we spent last week up at Harrisville camping. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we came back on Friday. We tried to get over there anyway before the holiday rush. Friday was sort of wild in itself. Weather was wild. Weather was up and down. We actually got up there later Monday evening, and then on Tuesday it was in the 90s. On Wednesday it was in the high 60s. And it was back in the 85 degrees on Thursday, and then warm again on Friday. So sort of a strange up and down of a roller coaster of the the weather. Came home and I actually worked on, we cleaned up the trailer up, and I work on repacking the wheel bearings. So we got a couple of them done today. We'll get the other two done tomorrow or whatever. So we'll get that all taken care of. That'll be good for another year. That's about all I got this time. I'll be here for 73 round. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, I'm glad at least you had the roller coaster weather that you had. You made it through it okay. Yeah, they said, what was the last, when it got 94 here in Saginaw, that was the high temperature so far for the summer for Saginaw. So that was the highest temp so far. So I don't think we're going to top out anywhere close to that for the season now, since we're into September now. The temperatures will start to cool off here, and would be nice. Next thing I'm looking forward to is Guys Golf Weekend up in Traverse City. I got to get on my brother to get a date scheduled here so I know what to do. I got quite a few things coming up in September. I've got a medical procedure on Thursday. My wife has one little couple weeks later in the week, so I'm going to be off some time with her. So I got to get something scheduled to make sure that I have her covered. She's going to be out of action for about a month. So at least driving time and that, she won't be able to go anywhere or drive or do anything. So I'm going to have to kind of be around and do as much as I can and still work at the same time. So, all right, next up on the list, we have KC8STL and standby in ADUI. Good evening, Rob.
Very good. Getting yourself there, Ron. KC8YVF, excuse me, in the group, PO Charlie 8, CJ FEMA. Yeah, it's a very nice day today. Couldn't ask for a better day, not too bad. A little chilly this morning, but it's kind of neat having a blanket on the bed, so I have to just sit there and swelter in the heat, so pretty happy about that. Well, as you know, I'm getting ready to do the Octagon Barn coming up this next weekend, but I'm not a little weird about the weather. They're saying possible rain, 40%, that's could go either way. But the temperature, Ron, low of 48 on Saturday night, so I don't know. The whole hill, it's not going to be the prime sleeping space for that weekend. But there might be a light in the tunnel. A couple I know that I go to shows with, they might just say, hey, we're going to make you a place for the cameras so you don't freeze it up. Because one morning up there, Ron, in Gagetown Bow, gosh, it must have been 7-8 years ago, it was 31 degrees one morning. Huh, boy, that's cold. That's cold. At the time, I had a little ready heater there, which I was borrowing. I had a ready heater. It was not what kept the chill off of the tent, but of course, I had both flies open and, for ventilation. And, boy, it was 31 degrees. She was cold, but hopefully it won't be too bad. Yeah, I'm going to be up there showing off my engine. Looking forward to it there. And other than that, let me see what else is going on. I played a little radio here. The old Ken was doing a good old job, and even had the old Heath get on the air the other day, and she actually stayed stable. Pretty happy about that. Hi. Okay, Ron, I'll be around for the 7th round. Doing a great job as usual, and we'll catch you on the next go around. KC8YVN, KC8SO. Oh, by the way, wave a hand on this, Minnie. Good evening, Minnie. Back to that, Ron.
All right, Rob, sounds like you got a few activities coming up, and sounds like a lot of fun at the Octagon Barn there. So, never been over there. One of these days I might have to try and work my way to one of the events or to see that as well. So, next up on the list, NADUI, then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.